Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. We're going to play Waffle right now. We've got Aoife Murray in Dundalk who's going to have a go. It's time for us to game. It's a game where we give you a topic and you waffle about it as much as you can in just 30 seconds. And every time you get one of the keywords that I've got written down about this topic, when you get it right, you hear the waffle ding, okay? Here it's five times, you've won 1,000 euro. It's as simple as that. And it has been, believe it or not, done loads and loads and loads of times. Is it going to be done today? That is the question. Aoife, it's down to you. Morning, Aoife Murray, how are you?
Good morning, Ian, how are you?
Ah, grand. You can't believe you're on Waffle, a primary school teacher, I believe.
Yes, I probably should have said that, Ian, but yes.
And James, your husband, is equally excited, yeah?
He is equally excited. He's also trying to keep our two boys, Liam and Connor, who are 5 and 2, quiet.
Okay, so very good. Okay, well, we'll see how you get on with this one. I think it's very gettable, so let's see how you get on. And you can get help from anywhere at all, but just remember, you've only got 30 seconds in here to do it, okay? So best of luck, Aoife.
Thank you.
You're on Waffle, oh my gosh, here we go. Okay, right, here we go. We're about to reveal your topic for today.
Today's Waffle topic is
Irish number one singles by Westlife.
Oh, Flying Without Wings, Never Gonna Say, oh God, My Love, Queen of My Heart, Uptown Girl, Mandy, God, sorry, I said Flying Without Wings, God, West, not a Westlife fan, sorry guys, I will hate me saying that, World of Our Own, oh yeah,
First one they had.
God, I don't know. Westlife, this is so not my topic, I'm sorry.
Well, it sounded like it was, really, at the start. But what about You Raise Me Up?
Yes.
If I Let You Go was another one. These were all number ones. And the first one they had, I think it was their first hit, was Swear It Again. Do you remember that song? Again.
I remember that.
Listen, Aoife, you had your go. You're going to feel great now today because you've got that out of the way now. And you've had a go. And Aoife, you can call back anytime you like. Shauna's here with your showbiz news. Shauna, earlier on, how many numbers would you know? I'd say two now, my dad and my wife. That's it. Don't know my kids. No, don't know anybody.
I know my mom's and Chris's off by heart.
Oh, yeah.
But I can remember all five of my best friends.
From when you were, when you needed to remember,
The landlines, they're still in there.
Exactly.
They're locked in.
Yeah. And I can still remember the registration numbers of my dad's cars.
Oh my God.
When I was a young
Now that's
lad.
Impressive.
Yeah.
That's a good
right up. And the
long-term
type of car
memory.
It was. Yeah. So it's weird, isn't it? And there were people saying that they could remember numbers on their credit cards and all that, but they can't remember phone numbers. Just a few here. I have no idea of my husband's number. Good morning, guys. But I can tell you our landline number from 40 years ago.
Same thing there.
My friend's landline and my mummy's friend's as well. As we had to ring it that often to see if she was there. Is my mother there, is she?
Will you tell her to come home?
Come home. That's from Roisin, who is in County Down. Good to have you with us, Roisin. Thank you very much. And Carol was on to us as well. My 5-year-old son, Rory, got lost in pennies. So after that, he self-taught my number, his dad's, his nanny and granddad's, and his aunt's numbers.
Clever boy.
Clever lads. Good man, Rory. That's the way to do it. His 10-year-old says there's no need for him to learn off the numbers as his brother knows them all anyway, says Carol. Carol, thank you very much. Well, it's good to see that happening. It's handy to know one or two of those numbers, isn't
it? You know what? I'm thinking of Finn. I'm going to need to get him. Yeah. I need to start writing something on his arm as well.
Yeah.
For that very reason.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With carzone.ie. Ireland's premium destination for buying your next car.
Oh, Sean, I see what you did here. Spice Girls, When 5 Become 4. I need some love.
That's it. So the Spice Girls, they just can't seem to get their ducks in a row. No one can manage to get all five women together at the same time. But it seems that they are tired of waiting and they are ready to use their Rule of 4 agreement. This is news to me. I'd never heard of this before. Meaning four of them can proceed with the project even if one member isn't on board. So there's a Netflix documentary on the table. It's all to celebrate the 30-year anniversary of Wannabe, which is next year.
Yes.
And Mel C, Mel B, Emma and Victoria are all on board for this, but Jerry seems to be dragging her heels a little bit.
Okay, so Victoria is on for it, yeah?
Victoria's on for the Netflix documentary, not for a reunion. But the girls want to have it ready to go next year, so they won't be waiting for Jerry any longer. They are going to lock into the Rule of Four agreement to drive on and basically say, listen, Jerry, we're going to do it without you.
But are the documentary makers still interested
without
Jerry?
I think so.
Yes?
I think they probably just want to get it made.
She had a lot of stuff that she probably doesn't want to talk about. Nothing to do with Spice Girls.
In her personal life, there's probably stuff going on that she may not want the attention.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it can go down to three, because aren't like Westlife, with Mark is not with them at the moment, you know? And then who else? Take That.
I know. It can still work.
Five become three. The Nation's Daddy is back on the screen.
Yes, so the breakout star of the Traitors Ireland, Paddy Maloney, aka the Podfather, he will be back on TV screens tomorrow night. So Paddy, his son Andrew, and his daughter Aoife, who we haven't met before,
very good.
They are going to appear as special guests on Gogglebox Ireland tomorrow night.
I reckon Aoife's going to be the breakout star
I think so too. So Virgin Media 1 at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Gogglebox.
For some Paddy action.
Paddy and the gang. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Getting exciting now.
Ireland's smartest surname on Today FM.
Right, here we go again. We are getting very close to the end, so to speak. We've got 11 with the O'Sullivans. That is their score at the moment. And today we are going for the Burkes. So we want to wish the Burkes all the very best. We've reached the penultimate day of Ireland's smartest surname. Every morning, three listeners who share the same surname have been working together as a team in a 90-second quiz of general knowledge. The three winning team members with the highest score at the end of the week will each win a three-night stay for two at Faithleg in Waterford. Check it out online. See what you could win. This is great. Faithleg.com. They're going to have breakfast each morning and dinner on all three nights, including in the award-winning Roseville Rooms restaurant. I've eaten there myself. It's fantastic. And to top it all off, a spa treatment each in the Faithleg treatment suites. As I say, you can check it all out on Faithleg.com. So Sarah Burke, first of all, is in Cork, and she is on the line there to have a little chat with us. Hi, Sarah. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Excellent. Well, listen, best of luck with this. I'm very well. Thank you very much, Sarah. And you sound wide awake anyway, so that's good news. And it's a good clear line you got for us as well, which is great.
Good.
Okay. And we got Stephen Burke in Leitrim. So he's the second Burke on the list. Is Stephen. Hi, Stephen.
Hi. Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Very good. How are things in Leitrim?
Oh, great. No, mighty.
Mighty altogether. Okay. Very good. Okay. You sound awake as well. So that's two really awake Burkes. Have we got a third one? Geraldine Burke. Hello, Geraldine.
Morning, Ian.
Oh, yes. We've got the full house now. This is great. You're in Mayo, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
Whereabouts now?
Belcarra, outside Castle Bar.
Oh, lovely. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Okay. Well, listen, best of luck to you all. I am going to let you say hello to each other in a second, just so you kind of warm to each other and you can bond as a team. Sarah, Stephen and Geraldine, you've got 90 seconds on the clock. I'll have to take your first answer. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. That's going to save you time. I'm going to start with you, Sarah. Then we'll go to Stephen, Geraldine, and then back to Sarah, Stephen, Geraldine. Keep going round and round until the time ends. If it's not your question, you can't help either of your teammates with their questions. That would just be too confusing for me and I wouldn't be able to handle it. And all answers must be given before the clock ends. So there you go. Okay, right. So Sarah, Stephen and Geraldine, if you just want to say hello and get yourselves going and ready for the challenge.
Good morning, Sarah and Stephen. Good luck.
Good morning. Good luck. Best luck.
All three of you are representing the Burkes of Ireland, and your time with Sarah answering the first question starts now.
Ireland's smartest surname.
Sarah, in what noughties year did the X Factor first premiere on ITV?
2001.
Stephen, in what Irish county would you find the Irish National Stud?
Kildare.
Geraldine, what is the most common colour on world flags?
Red.
Sarah, she said, greetings, hold tight with the new jam, hold tight with the mic in the left hand, are lyrics from which famous song?
Maniac, 2000.
Stephen, how many points is the tea tile worth in a game of Scrabble?
I have no idea. Pass.
Geraldine, what is the word for a person who can write with both hands?
Ambidextrous.
Sarah, which female musician holds the record for most Grammys of all time?
Beyonce.
Stephen, in the 2024 Wicked movie, who played the role of Glinda?
Ariana Grande.
Geraldine, what herb is known as cilantro in some parts of the world?
Pass.
Sarah, what is the current who is the current male World Cup football champions? The team, the country.
Say that again. The World Cup.
Yeah, World Cup Argentina. Champions. Yes, Stephen. Who was the most brand? What was the most popular brand of car in Ireland in 2024?
Toyota.
Geraldine, what is the name of Peppa Pig's brother?
George.
Sarah, what two colours make up the IKEA logo?
Blue and yellow.
Stephen, complete the famous makeup slogan. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's
Maybelline.
Yay! Okay, right. I think that was quite impressive. Okay, now I'll tell you, Shauna O'Reilly is sitting across from me here. Her eyes have just lit up there. Shauna, what's the lowdown for the Berks?
Well, Ian, the Berks were extremely impressive there, but was it enough to take them to the top of the leaderboard? Let's see how they get on. I'll go through the wrong answers first.
Yeah.
So The X Factor premiered on ITV in 2004.
2004, right, okay, yeah.
Cilantro is known as coriander in some parts of the world. The tea tile in a game of Scrabble is worth 1 point.
One, yeah.
Yes.
So hard look on that, Stephen. One, yeah. It's a kind of a common as muck sort of letter, yeah. So what?
So Ian, the scores have been counted,
yes,
and verified.
Yeah.
And I can reveal,
okay,
that the Berks scored,
yes,
11.
Oh my, yes, God. It's a draw. Can somebody get 12 tomorrow? Or is it going to be a draw? I'm going to have a tiebreaker tomorrow. Well done. Well done, the Berks. That was fantastic. Good on you. Well done, Sarah, Stephen, Geraldine. It was worth it in the end.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.